WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A split vote by the College Station City Council means the Brazos Central Appraisal District has been stopped a second time from buying land and building its own offices.
The council's 4-3 vote to postpone means the same as voting no. According to BCAD, state law gave the council 30 days to approve the request, and the 30th day is today. Julie Schultz wanted more time, in part for BCAD to get in writing a financing plan calling for a fixed-rate mortgage instead of a balloon payment.
BCAD, go back to the county and sit down and have a conversation. And if there is some other option to put this facility on something that is not on the tax roll, that is what I'm going to almost always choose, especially if they're reasonably similar. They're not that drastic, in my opinion.
Steve Aldridge was among supporting the recommendations of the BCAD board, which is appointed by the two councils, two school boards, and the county.
I know them all individually. They're sharp. They make good decisions. They are good stewards of what they are doing. We have entrusted them with this responsibility. This is their desire and wish to move forward and do so.
Nancy Berry, Blanche Brick, and James Benham voted to postpone, while John Nichols and Carl Mooney supported the appraisal district's recommendation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M students will not be charged a $20 fee starting next year to beef up advising services, but there will be a tuition increase for incoming students. Those were among unanimous votes during yesterday's Board of Regents meeting. Regent Charles Schwartz of Houston says A&M President Michael Young agreed to find the money for his student advising initiatives from other sources.
President Young and Chancellor Sharp said that we're not going to give up on advising. We think it's really a good program, and we'll find the money.
Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth addressed students who oppose the next year's tuition increases for incoming students.
I can unequivocally tell each and every one of you all in this room, you got the best there is to get. We have done and turned over every rock we can to make sure that this increase was the right increase.
Schwartz says students are paying only one-third the cost of their education. The rest is made up by state sources and charitable giving. Early in yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting, Chancellor John Sharp announced a federal lawsuit over the use of the trademark Home of the 12th Man.
10 minutes ago, Texas A&M University filed suit against the National Football League's Indianapolis Colts in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas in Houston, seeking to protect our 12th Man trademark rights.
Sharp said the lawsuit followed repeated attempts to resolve the matter. This is at least the third time A&M has dealt with an NFL team over the 12th man. A lawsuit was settled in 2006 with the Seahawks, and almost 4 years ago, the Broncos were contacted after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium waving a 12th man flag. This week's Bryan City Council meeting provided another update on a pair of parks projects from City Manager Keene Register.
According to the contractor schedule for the Williamson Skate Park, construction documents are to be completed late this month, with construction set to begin in December.
Construction of the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park could start before the end of the month and is still projected to open for the start of swimming season next year. The council was also reminded of next week's public meeting to receive comments about Bryan's next comprehensive plan, which includes parks. That gathering is next Tuesday night starting at 6 at the Brazos Center. WTAW News Time, 6:09. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds are back, so is the chance of a couple of showers. Temperatures today 60 to 65, partly to mostly cloudy for tomorrow, 45 to 50. Got the last home game of the season tomorrow. Looks like a decent day. Clouds and some sunshine, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance of a couple of showers. Lows are 45 to 50, and scattered showers are in the forecast for the day Sunday. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at the high school football report as we are now in the playoffs. We've also got Aggie football and an update on Aggie basketball, which cranks up both men's and women's teams later on today. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. It's 6:10. Pretty nice day out there today, it looks like. Be okay. You know, I'm kind of glad we didn't get any more rain. Things have started to dry out a little bit.
My car was wet when I got out to it.
Yeah, really? Did you have a little?
It was sprinkling a little bit this morning.
No kidding.
Yeah, a little teeny tiny.
Not
drops.
Where I was. Okay. All right. Well, let me see. I think we know. We've heard it before, but if you're a bank robber, good handwriting matters.
What does this say?
Can't you read that?
I can't read this. What's this? Act natural.
No, it says, please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural.
Well, it does say act natural.
Yes. So I'm pointing a gun at you.
That looks like gub. That doesn't look like gun.
No, it's gun.
No, that's gub. That's a B. Yeah.
No. See, that's an N.
Actually happened. Salt Lake City.
And somebody got held up with a gub?
So, no. When you're attempting to rob a bank, you should remember this. Late Tuesday afternoon, Salt Lake City, a man walked into a bank and told the teller he had a gub and demanded money. But when the teller asked the man what denominations of money he wanted, she was unable to understand what he had written down. Teller said, he tried to say it first. She didn't understand.
Denomination, said, Lutheran, right. Methodist.
Yeah, right. Okay. She said, why don't you write down what you want on a note? The man wrote something on a notepad, but the teller was unable to read it. Frustrated bank robber left. Yes, art imitating life.
It's gonna be a good day.
So he couldn't speak very well, and he couldn't write numbers very well. Is that basically what we're saying here?
Well, we got a lot of info.
As Boris would say, you see what government education does.
My first thought is he can't read, he can't write, he sucks at robbing a bank.
Yep. Sounds to me like he's going to be on welfare. Oh,
hey.
He'll be in some sort of an assistance program. Mm-hmm. That's it, assistance program.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
About 6:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's day 317. Got 48 of them to go. It's World Kindness Day. I know that'll work out well. Actors Day and National Indian Pudding Day. Birthdays up.
Didn't we look up Indian pudding last year?
Yeah, we did. I think it was probably right about this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One would think.
Hereabouts.
Yeah. And we basically have all forgotten it because
I have no idea.
It was important stuff. All right.
Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace, is 36 years old. He's playing basketball in China now.
Yeah.
Gerard Butler is 46 years old from Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Steve Zahn is 48 years old from Reality Bites. Jimmy Kimmel, 48 years old. Neil Flynn from The Middle is 55. Whoopi Goldberg is 60. Chris Knopf is 61. You'll know him as Mr. Big, and he was also on...
he's on The Good Wife. He plays...
Good Wife.
Yeah, plays the husband now.
And he played on...
He was in Law and Order.
Law and Order for quite a while.
Yeah.
He's 61. Tracy Scoggins from Dynasty, 62. France Conroy is 62 from American Horror... Francis Conroy from American Horror Stories. Joe Mantegna, 68 years old.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Gary Marshall.
Oh, my.
81 years old.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Dick Van Dyke, Lucille Ball, The Odd Couple, oh. Mork and Mindy,
lots
Happy Days.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes on and on and on and on. And that's all I got for Friday.
Vinny Testaverde.
Uh-huh.
52. And what else do you have?
Oh, the Indian pudding.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Similar to hasty pudding.
Oh, okay.
Whole milk, heavy cream, cornmeal, molasses, and many spices.
Okay.
And some brown sugar.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, most of that sounds pretty good. Saturday, it's International Girls Day. Girls like boys like girls. Loosen up, lighten up. All right. When somebody is just railing on you tomorrow, say, psst, hey, time out. It's loosen up, lighten up day.
So do it.
Yeah, that'll make it. That'll probably make it even worse. It's American Teddy Bear Day. It's Pickle Day. Pickle Day. Spicy Guacamole Day. All right. I'm in the grocery store-atorium, I think. Last night, avocado hummus. That's just wrong.
I've heard of using chickpeas to extend your guacamole, but this is sort of the reverse, it would seem.
That's just wrong, because I stopped and I went back and I said, did it really say? And it did. And, you know, and it's in plastic, and so they've got a little opening there. So, I mean, it looks like guacamole. See, that is a very, very unfortunate mistake that someone will make, because they'll get their Dorito and they'll put a big old giant enormous part of that in there, and then they'll realize while it's in their mouth that they're eating hummus.
This ain't guacamole.
Yeah, this is not the guacamole I grew up with. And they'll go ahead and finish it, but just saying. Anyway, it's Operating Room Nurse Day. Yeah, we need those. And World Diabetes Day. And birthday Saturday of...
Vanessa Bayer is 34 years old from Saturday Night Live. Olga Brown.
Okay.
Quantum of Solace, Bond Girl, 36 years old.
Why not?
Travis Barker, 40, from Blink-182. Josh Duhamel is 43 from the Transformers. Kurt Schilling, the guy that pitched the baseball game with his leg falling off.
Well, yeah, and also has gotten himself in trouble with his mouth.
Yeah, he has. Does. 49 years old. Patrick Warburton is 51. He was putty.
Oh, does a lot of voice work.
And the Family Guy, and he was the Tick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah.
He's 51. Laura Sangiancamo is 53. She was Maya Gallo on Joe Shoot Me. Condoleezza Rice, Condi, 61. Condi and Yanni.
Wow.
Yanni, 61 years old.
Okay.
He's got a bachelor's degree in psychology.
Really?
Prince Charles is 67.
Oh.
And Boutros Ghali, 93 years old.
Goodness.
Wow. So you think Prince Charles is just sitting over there going, come on. When do I get to do that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he does. Wow.
Look at you. Wow. That wasn't the version I was
no,
thinking
I know.
Of, but anyway.
That was the one I grew up with.
Stephen Bishop, 64 years old. And actually, tomorrow's the anniversary of Jules Verne's novel that was inspired by Nellie Bly traveling around the world. She succeeded in making it in 72 days. And he's the one who, of course, wrote Around the World in 80 Days. By the way, she got 10,000 frequent flyer miles. Sunday, it's American Boom. Recycles Day. Thank you. Clean out your refrigerator day. That's always fun, isn't it?
It's its own reward.
Well, I mean, there are lots of different categories. You get to open and sniff, which always takes a certain amount of courage.
It depends on if you waited since last year to clean out your fridge.
Sometimes it's a science experiment. And then quite often it's, what the hell made me buy this? You do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if there's not a year on the yogurt, just wait a few weeks until it's back in date.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be good.
Cross your fingers.
National Bunt Day, World Student Day, National Philanthropy Day, Guinness World Record Day, and National Raisin Brand Day, and Sunday birthdays.
Sean Murray, 38 years old, from NCIS. Chad Kroeger, the lead singer in Nickelback, 51. Sydney Tamia Poitier, 42 years old. Sorry. Johnny Lee Miller, 43, from Sherlock Holmes on Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
Craig Shoemaker is 53. He's a comedian. Kevin Eubanks, who used to work with Jay Leno, 58. Beverly D'Angelo, everybody knows her from the Vacation movies, 64. Sam Weatherston is 75. Waterston, sorry.
It's Law and Order dude.
Yeah, Jack McCoy.
Yeah.
75. Petula Clark.
Yeah.
83. Ed Asner, 86.
He's looked like that for a long time.
Yeah, definitely has. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Judge Wapner's 96, yeah. He's 96 today, yeah. Wapner's 96.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Jimmy Shoe, the the shoe guy, 63. C.W. McCall.
Convoy. Don't do that. I was going to say find that one. That would twist Scott right over the edge.
87 years old. There you go.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A new report released by the DEA blows the lid off Obama's claim that the U.S.-Mexico border is secure. Judicial Watch points out the DEA's 2015 National Drug Threat Assessment reveals that Mexican cartels are in a class of their own and that no other group can challenge them in the near future, making them the largest criminal threat to the U.S. The report says the cartels are, quote, controlling drug trafficking across the southern border and are moving to expand their share of U.S. illicit drug markets, particularly the heroin markets. The DEA also confirmed that major cartels are operating within the U.S., such as the Gulf Cartel and the Knights Templar. Now, someone needs to tell the president, hey, maybe it's time to build the wall, protect the kids from this country from the drugs coming in.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you still have time to spruce up your home for the holidays at Blinds.com. They'll make it easy and affordable. Now, their U.S.-based design consultants will help you every step of the way, from selecting the right type and color to measuring to installing perfectly. And they have their sure-fit guarantee that even if you mismeasure, well, they'll make it right. So don't pay someone to do what Blinds.com makes so easy to do yourself. Go to Blinds.com today instead and get easy, affordable windows that you're going to love, and you'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
Closing in on a time of year where you are going to spend a lot of time, or at least most folks are, online, and a lot of it will be shopping. Well, you need to get hooked up with Suddenlink. How many slow DSL internet downloads are you willing to take before you finally have enough and take the internet speed test challenge with Suddenlink? It's speedtest.suddenlink.com. Go do it today. Why continue to use your dinky phone company slow internet connection when you can switch to Suddenlink, and you can do it on the cheap? Make the switch now and call 1-877-694-9474 and get the SL200 HD TV and 50 meg internet and phone, plus free Showtime for 3 months for just $69. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today and visit suddenlink.com for all the information that you need. They've got the 30-day We Promise Money Back Guarantee. And make sure you don't get locked into that satellite contract. Get up to $240 back when you switch to Suddenlink and save.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The International Energy Agency says global oil demand will ease next year on the weaker outlook for the world economy and oversupply in the market. The IEA says global demand growth is forecast to slow to 1.2 million barrels a day in 2016 after surging to 1.8 million barrels a day this year. Economic conditions are expected to remain problematic in countries such as China. Good news for Chicago's South Side. Ford says it'll invest $900 million in its assembly plant there and create about 200 new jobs under a tentative labor agreement that still must be ratified by union members. Workers at the plant will produce the Explorer, Police Interceptor, Taurus, and a new vehicle. Hulu is seeking to sell a stake to Time Warner as part of a deal that would help the streaming video service compete with Netflix and Amazon. The companies have been in talks about Time Warner becoming an equal stakeholder in Hulu alongside Disney, 21st Century Fox, and Comcast. That's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867.
Optima Tax Relief.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coins. Buddy of mine was over at the house, and I was looking for something the other day, and he said, you know, it's going to be in the last place you look. And I stopped and turned around and said, well, of course it is, because when you found it, you stop looking. But truisms like that do make me laugh. And things like Murphy's Law, I love that. I stumbled into a couple of these, and hopefully they give you a chuckle, too. There is the law of mechanical repair. After your hands have been coated with grease, your nose will begin to itch, or you'll have to pee. Happens every time. Think about it. Really does. The law of biometrics. The severity of the itch is inversely proportional to the reach. Brown's law of physical appearance. If the clothes fit, they're generally ugly. The law of public speaking. A closed mouth gathers no feet. There's the doctor's law. If you feel well and you make an appointment, then you know by the time that you get to the doctor, you're going to feel fine. If you don't make the appointment, you'll be sick for weeks. It happens like that all the time. And Newton's law, the law of gravity, with an amendment. Any tool, nut, bolt, screw, or anything else that you may drop will roll to the least accessible corner of wherever you're at. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking for investment, he's got it for you. You've heard the commercials before. Gold and silver bullion. You can purchase it at David's Jewelry and Coin. Not to mention, of course, the jewelry and coin. But it'll also buy from you. So if you've got something heirloom-wise that maybe doesn't fit or you don't like, he can take care of that for you. A present that is no longer, he clears throat, needed, or anything along those lines, all you have to do is go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or see him in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. All right, here we go. Look for a high temperature today of 63. The guys mentioned that there's a 20% chance of showers, so there may be some hit and misses out there. Northeasterly winds at 5 to 10, about 50 for our low temperature tonight. It'll be cloudy. Tomorrow, look for clouds, and 63 will be the high, and again, down near 50. A little bit warmer on Sunday, 67. Not so much sunshine, but the temp will be okay. 61 will be our low temperature on Saturday night. Then looking at Monday, 80% chance of showers one more time. 70% on Monday night, and Tuesday we're looking at an 80% chance of heavy rain. Does not look to be a pleasant day at all. Could be some storms and breezy conditions. So that's how we'll start next week. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 7, 51% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 58 out there.
You've no doubt heard that true happiness comes from helping others, and there's actually some fascinating science behind it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
For more than 40 years, Steel has built outdoor power equipment here in America and sold its products to professionals and homeowners through servicing Steel dealers. Built in America, believing in America. That's Steel Strong.
Steel Strong. Running grown on both ones. Steel Strong.
A majority of steel products are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components.
Steel Strong.
Find a dealer near you at steeldealers.com.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, we are all about comfort.
You know that feeling you get when you do something kind for someone else?
That's actually been well described as the helper's high, and even in 2006, major neurological studies showed that when we even think about helping others, a part of the brain lights up that's associated with feel-good chemicals.
Stephen Post, author of the book Why Good Things Happen to Good People, says helping others brings a level of happiness that's hard to get any other way.
And all the happiness science says that you can't really pursue happiness directly. You know, there's a limit to what material abundance will bring. In the end, it's kind of a byproduct of helping others. These studies that we have starting in the 1920s, looking at young people, the ones who have a nobility of purpose, I want to use my talents and gifts to help others, they're shielded from depression and stress-induced illnesses over the entire course of their lifetimes, and odds are they'll be living a little longer than people who never quite catch the spirit of being a giver.
It's not uncommon for people who volunteer and give of themselves to not only find happiness, but also find financial reward. Stephen says,
there's this whole theory called social capital, which kind of says that when we contribute to the lives of others, we're like squirrels bearing nuts for the winter. You know, we can expect some kind of a benefit back.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has been stopped a second time from buying land to build its own offices.
The College Station City Council voted 4-3 to postpone action. Due to state law requiring the council to say yes by today, postponement equaled a no vote. And because the Appraisal District Board was not planning to ask the County Commission, they would not have the support of four of the five agencies needed to proceed. James Benham made the motion to postpone in part because the appraisal district did not have a fixed-rate mortgage in writing, only a mortgage with a balloon payment.
I'm not going to vote for something that I don't have a full grasp of the information on. And I think it is unwise to be pressured by any timeline into potentially obligating the city into a liability or obligation that we're not comfortable with paying.
Mayor Nancy Berry was among those interested in BCAD building on county-owned land that's already off the tax rolls.
I would love to have you make the presentation to the county and then in an open forum where it's public, you could have this discussion with the county, and it's not, well, the judge says this or judge said that.
John Nichols said approving the request gave the appraisal district the ability to come back with a better offer became available.
Given the uncertainty about an alternative piece of property that does or does not seem to be on the market, I don't know. I think we should proceed to direct and support the appraisal district.
Carl Mooney joined Nichols and Steve Aldrich in calling to support the recommendation made by the BCAD board, which is appointed by the two city councils, both school boards and the county. Joining Benham and Berry in postponing the decision were Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has set next year's tuition and fee schedules. That includes one change on the flagship campus. Regent Charles Schwartz of Houston announced students will not be charged $20 for increased advising services. That will be funded from other sources yet to be determined.
Even though that we are emphatically of the opinion that advising is money that our students should be enthusiastic about helping to pay for, that we think it's in the best interest of the university at this time to defer the advising fee.
Schwartz also said students are paying only one-third the cost of their education. That was also addressed by a new member of the Regents, Bob Albritton of Fort Worth, in response to opponents of raising tuition.
At some point in time, the students, the faculty, everyone, is going to have to place some form, some level of trust in your Board of Regents that they are not making knee-jerk reaction decisions as it relates to anything, and especially something as sensitive as tuition.
Next year's tuition increases apply only to new students. When the Texas A&M System Board of Regents began yesterday's meeting, the flagship campus filed a federal lawsuit against the Indianapolis Colts over the use of the 12th man trademark.
We would prefer not to file lawsuits to protect our trademarks, but when our intellectual property is used without our permission after repeated attempts to engage on the matter, we're left with no choice.
System Chancellor John Sharp made the announcement about protecting the trademark A&M has had since 1990. Almost 4 years ago, A&M contacted the Broncos after a parachutist flew into Mile High Stadium waving a 12th man flag. And in 2006, A&M settled a lawsuit with the Seahawks where a license was granted to use the trademark. Two major parks projects in Bryan will begin construction soon. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at this week's council meeting.
Staff met with Sadie Thomas Pool Contractor on October 29th to discuss the finalizing the design and the city development review process. Construction could begin later this month, depending on how the final design process proceeds. The pool remains on schedule to be open in time for summer 2016.
Register says construction is set to start next month on the new skate park at Williamson Park. He also reminded those at the council meeting next Tuesday night at the Brasses Center there's an opportunity to provide input about the future of Bryan Parks as part of the next city comprehensive plan. It's been 10 years since plans began on Texas A&M's West Campus for the $76 million Agricultural and Life Sciences Complex. Construction of the first building began in 2008, and groundbreaking takes place this afternoon on the fourth and final building. The 80,000-square-foot structure will house 150 people working in the wildlife, fisheries sciences, and portions of the ecosystem science and management departments. The building's design includes capturing rainwater and sending it to an existing two-story cistern. Construction is expected to be completed in June 2017. More information about the project and an architect's rendering are on our website at WTAW.com. This afternoon's program starts at 2 at the complex, located on John Kimbrough. Parking is available next to Reed Arena. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 57 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety check by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
There you are at 639. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder, 2015 Kawasaki Pro Mule FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly cloudy for today with a passing shower or two possible. Temperatures 60 to 65. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Lows are 45 to 50. Intervals of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow. Temperatures anywhere from 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of showers tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. And we could have some showers Sunday. Highs anywhere from 65 to 70 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's been a really emotional week for me.
That's Taylor Bertolette. Last home game for the seniors for Texas A&M football. We'll have more on that, as well as the high school football report with Zach Taylor. The teams are starting the playoff run tonight. Plus more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 10 minutes.
There you go. And while Rob doesn't mention it, we start next week with not nice weather. If the weather persons are correct at the federal government, 80% chance of showers on Monday, 70% on Monday night, and an 80% chance of heavy rain on Tuesday. So just trying to let you know ahead of time the way next week is going to start out.
So I should go ahead and cut my yard today.
Yeah, you should. I was able to knock one out yesterday.
All right.
So that's okay. So more from the Texas Tribune University of Texas poll. Texas voters want their congressional representatives on short leashes, acting in line with voters' wishes rather than their own beliefs.
You know what they're supposed to do? Isn't that right?
They're supposed to vote to represent their district? Isn't that the deal?
Supposed to.
Nearly two-thirds of the voters said their members of Congress should act on the beliefs of their constituents rather than on their own personal belief or that of their political parties. Jim Henson, co-director of the poll, says there's a lack of faith in those representatives who represent people, and that kind of shows through in this. Reading an article yesterday, did you know that the Gallup poll and Pew will not be doing anything as far as polling is concerned this presidential cycle? They're out.
None?
Out, wait, at all?
And they're out of the business.
Through next November.
Yeah, out of the business. No. In the primary cycle, right.
Oh, primary.
Here's the reason.
Because it doesn't work?
They've been getting it so wrong. Not just those two, they've been getting it so wrong. Mitch McConnell was supposed to win by 4 points in Kentucky. He won by 15. Bevin was not supposed to be elected governor in Kentucky. And he was, in a 12-point swing. And it's not just in Kentucky. Over in Great Britain, the conservatives were supposed to win some seats, but not enough for a majority. They needed 217. They won 233. Why is polling so wrong all of a sudden?
Because we're all liars.
Well, that's part of it. It is part of it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Is that there are many people who, if, and they didn't really psychologically go into it, but quite often, people who are more conservative believe they will not be thought to be. Now, look, basically, conservatives believe you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, right? Rather than a handout. Hand up rather than hand out. If you can knock it down, if you can distill it down to one sentence. Well, even though you believe that way, you may think that you're not perceived as being a caring person by doing that. And so, to the pollster, you may not actually express your conscience.
There's a coolness quotient to it, too,
yeah,
I suppose.
Sure. And on voting day, you actually go in and you vote the way that you believe because nobody's in that booth with you. That's part of it. The other thing is cell phones now. Being able to contact people is much more different than it used to be. There's a certain demographic that probably percentage-wise owns cell phones more than other demographics. So, you know, waiting in any kind, anytime you are doing, that's W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, you have to take certain ratios based on population and then this group that you're searching for. Plus the fact that cell phone polling calls must be dialed by a human, which I didn't know. As opposed to a robocall.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
probably federal law in there. Somewhere.
Probably so. And that's regulation. But anyway, that was part of the article on Michael Barone. It's a matter of, you know, we can look at this Texas politics poll, Texas Tribune poll, and other things. But understand that there's a little bit of a difference when it comes to that. And again, party preference. Just remember, it's Texas Tribune. It says here, party preference in Texas is 33% Democrat, 22% Republican, 17% Tea Party. Well, you know, when you consider the Democrats do not hold a single statewide office, and they haven't for a long, long time, I don't know exactly what that's supposed to tell us.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I don't buy that the voters are misrepresenting themselves. Because there's nothing in it for them. I think even in a pollster situation, there's no real good reason for them to lie to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has something to do with something Rush Limbaugh has always called pollatorials.
Okay.
And it's an editorial poll that they word in such a way to get the result they want.
Sure.
So they can build a story around it. When you do that, when you skew the way you ask questions to get the answer you want, then the answer that exists isn't going to line up.
Uh-huh. That's true. Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and blame not necessarily a specific polling group, but polling in general that thinks they know the answer. They go until they find that answer. Great, we got the answer we expected. Let's release the
poll.
Now
let's publish our poll. Sure.
And so that could be one reason it wouldn't line up.
And that's also true. And if you've gotten any, and I've gotten some that it actually records on my phone. I mean the entire poll, and you can hear from the way they ask the questions.
Sure.
It's just not. Not that unusual.
Do you think Jeb Bush is a poopy face?
Something like that.
Press one.
Ruh-roh, it's more problems for the Clinton email situation.
Yeah. Intelligence sources tell Fox the FBI is expanding its probe of Hillary Clinton's emails, with agents exploring whether there are violations of a false statement statute known as 18 U.S.C. 1001. That is the same statute that got Martha Stewart into trouble with insider trading. Timothy Gill is a former FBI intelligence officer.
The FBI takes any false statement seriously. It's you're wasting the time of FBI agents that could be spending time on multiple leads.
Separately, two U.S. government officials said the FBI is doing its own independent classification review of the Clinton emails by going directly to the intelligence agencies, effectively cutting out what has become a grinding process at the State Department. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
68% of those polled in a new McClatchy Marist survey, 68%, think that Hillary either acted unethically or illegally.
What difference at this point does it make?
One source told Fox the agents, FBI agents, involved are under a lot of pressure and they are busting at tail.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Golf clap for Scott.
So there you are. And once again, just in time to spoil things so that the Democrat Party is left in a lurch. And there's nowhere they can go to find a Democrat nominee for president except Michelle.
Are you still beating that drum? Are you still beating that drum?
You're the reason it's hard to find tinfoil anymore.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 14th, it's building a relationship with your veterinarian. This class is designed to help you become a better consumer of veterinary services. Learn about the key ingredients this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Let's delve into the imponderables of Texas gardening. We'll address some of the stranger and more difficult issues as we try to figure sensible solutions that will move us forward in our endeavors. I'll be back with details of getting along with nature right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. NeilSperry.com. So we're looking at some of the special problems that gardeners encounter. How about trumpet creeper or bamboo invading your yard? Each of these plants produces aggressive underground stems that will propel them across a piece of property. Because they spread so far and wide, they're resilient to weed killers. They'll grow beneath walks, drives, and even streets. You can at least stop their spread by digging a 24-inch deep trench and installing a root barrier fabric vertically within it. Your nursery or water garden supply house will have what you need. Then you can either hand-dig the sprouts that emerge many feet from the mother plant, or if trumpet creeper sprouts are in open territory, you can address them with a broadleafed weed killer spray that you apply directly to the new growth in April or May. Bamboo is a little more challenging. In addition to the root barrier, you'll have to apply one of the glyphosate herbicides, such as the original Roundup. Now, that's just the straight glyphosate. It won't give complete kill, especially at the recommended rate for eliminating Bermuda grass, but some gardeners have been successful using 150% of that amount. The spray will not contaminate the soil, but it will kill any turf or other vegetation onto which it's sprayed. How about your oaks are covered with knotty, gnarly growths and their trunks are riddled with holes? Well, the knots and warts that you see on leaves are insect galls. Sometimes they're on the twigs. There are dozens of types, but the most common are woody oak gall and woolly oak galls of live oaks and the large puffy galls that show up on Schumard red oaks. The good news is that none of these galls is harmful. Even better, there's not anything you can do about them anyway, so find something else to worry about. Plants that are identical when they were planted are now growing and responding differently. I get that question all the time. What's going on? It's really odd that two identical plants won't react the same way. But remember, it's the same with children. They grow up in the same nest and they're not exactly the same. You need to check things that might vary, like the soil preparation, the amount of sun, the water and fertilizer that each of the plants has gotten. A lot of people worry about daffodils and tulips that are already coming up here in the wintertime, and they say, will they produce flowers in the spring? And the answer is yes. They're completely winter hardy. You don't have to worry about the foliage. The first time you have to worry about whether cold weather would injure them would be when they're showing color in their flower buds in February and on into March. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:51. We'll start things off with the high school football report, playoff style, from Zach Taylor.
The high school football playoffs are here, and there are several local teams in the postseason. The A&M Consolidated Tigers, who finished in a three-way tie atop the 18-5A district standings, will go on the road tonight to face Waco High. Here's Coach Dave Raffield on the Lions.
It'll be, like I said, a more of a traditional football game, old school. They can run. They got two or three kids on offense that can run, and they got some big, strong people on defense.
Kickoff between the Tigers and Lions is at 7:30 at Waco ISD Stadium. Broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, mention a three-way tie for the district title. The Bryan Vikings were also one of those teams. Coach Ross Rogers' squad will start their march to the state title tonight at home against a familiar foe, the Maynard Mustangs.
They're just so quick, and, you know, you can't spend a lot of time going sideways against them. You've got to be able to line up and run at them. Some we tried that last year, and sometimes not much success, so hopefully we can do it this year.
The Vikes and Mustangs take the field at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Coverage begins at 7 on Sports Radio 1150. And the third team that finished atop the 18-5A standings was the College Station Cougars, who will head to the postseason for the second time in program history. Their opponent, the Hutto Hippos, who eliminated them in the first round last year. Here's Coach Steve Huff.
Bottom line is it's a different season, and it is the same team. But at the same time, we approach it just like it's a playoff game. We've got to go to work, and, you know, we're in a single elimination tournament now.
The Cougars and Hippos are set to square off at 7:30 in College Station with broadcast on Peace 107. Head down south of town, where Coach Lee Fedora and the undefeated Navasota Rattlers begin their defense of the 4A state title against the West Columbia Roughnecks.
They kind of got that old school in them on their offense side of it. They like to run the football, and I can tell you, if you're not going to tackle, if you're not going to wrap up, they're going to put up a lot of yardage on you running the ball. So we've worked that a lot this week, getting ready for tackling and doing the things that we need to do.
Game time for that one will be tonight at 7 o'clock in Waller. Coverage is on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play tonight, Brazos Christian hosts Texas School for the Deaf at 7 as well. To listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, just go to RadioAguiland.com. And to keep up with all of your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Aggie football hosting Western Carolina in a non-conference game at Kyle Field this weekend. With it all being the final home game of the season, it will also be the last time the seniors play at Kyle Field. It's senior day, and here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the upperclassmen.
It goes real fast, you know, and we in a meeting yesterday, we talked, you know, as a team. You know, nobody cares more than seniors because, you know, for a lot of these guys, you know, they're guaranteed really 100 and 80 minutes more football. Yeah, there's a bowl game. They don't know where that's going to be, what's going to happen with that. But for most of them, it'll be the last time they play organized football for the rest of their life. And so their sense of urgency is always different.
One of those seniors is place kicker Taylor Bertolette, who says playing his last game at Kyle Field is a little bittersweet.
It's been a really emotional week for me. This whole week's going to be a super emotional time. You know, we met with Coach Sumlin and all the seniors met with him, you know, yesterday, and it's just been to be in that room and to know this is your last ride to be out in Kyle Field is super emotional. I feel like I've been here a long time. I feel like I've had, you know, I feel like there's days and times I've been, you know, super long, and then I feel like there's times where this just flew by. So there's a lot of emotion that's going into this.
Everything gets underway with a 6 o'clock kickoff broadcast on WTAW. Aggie men's basketball is getting set to tip off the season today against UC Upstate. It was announced earlier yesterday that senior guard Daniel House has been named to the All-SEC first team, while teammate Alex Caruso received second team honors. The guys square off against the Spartans tonight, 8:30, as part of the Hoops doubleheader with the 13th-ranked Aggie women taking on Texas State at 6 o'clock. Erica Russell's 6 RBI night was more than enough for the Aggies as they took care of McLennan Community College 17-1 at the Aggie Softball Complex. That is the fifth consecutive win now of more than double digits. Texas A&M looks to add to its 8-match win streak as they climb back into a tie for first place in the SEC standings this weekend as the Aggs head to the Magnolia State to take on Ole Miss and then Mississippi State Friday and Sunday, respectively. In the NFL, Buffalo Bills knocked off the Jets 22-17. And Dez Bryant almost knocked off someone's head in a profanity-filled rant at a reporter in the locker room Thursday was further agitated when another reporter tweeted about the exchange. Bryant's second tirade interrupted Jason Witten's weekly press conference. The 13-year vet helped calm things down. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that outfielder Colby Rasmus has accepted the Houston Astros' one-year, $15.8 million qualifying offer. And the Dallas Stars won last night after a couple late goals by Jamie Benn. They doubled up Winnipeg 6-3. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows.
So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year.
And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. And MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they have furniture, supplies, and so much more. Today's going to be all right, 63, down to about 50 tonight. Same thing for tomorrow, but get this, 20% chance of rain Saturday night and Sunday, 30% Sunday night. Monday and Tuesday, 80% chance of rain during the day, 70% chance of rain at night on Monday night. So just be prepared for that. 58 right now as we approach 7 o'clock. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. You don't have to download an app. You can listen to us around.